On the night Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples, I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We believe, teach, and confess that God is present in all places. As we pray, as we speak in faith to God, we know that He is beside us, hearing our petitions, accepting our praise and thanksgiving. Thus we pray at all times, both in word and action, for both words and actions are a response of faith. This last Sunday's prayer of the Church is a reflection of this truth, even as we ask God to guide and direct us in all things. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus prepared his disciples both for his coming death, but also for his ascension. Because Jesus was returning to his Father, the disciples came to know that he stands for us as our own high priest, our advocate. Jesus prepared his disciples for the final days, the days when the Church proclaims the message of salvation by grace through faith for Christ's sake, to a world which does not desire to listen to God's word. Yet the Church remains faithful, bringing hope to those who do not reject God's love. May our Lord grant us faith which holds to God's promises of forgiveness for the sake of Christ, of life everlasting in his mansions. Amen.